Set Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox. That is John Freeberg. I am one of the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. John is a brand new member of the LSAT Demon team. John, why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is John. I am brand new member of the team. I am a substitute LSAT teacher, and I am helping out with the Ask button. So if you guys are asking questions, you might see a response from me.
Awesome. The Ask button is one of my favorite features of the LSAT Demon, not to make this a commercial, but the Ask button is incredible. It's on every single page of the Demon. If there's ever anything you don't understand, you just hit the Ask button, and then John and Abigail and a whole team of tutors are there to get back to you within 24 hours with a full response to whatever your question is. So please do take advantage of that. If you're a Demon subscriber, you really need to be hitting the Ask button. Generally, as a teacher, I need you to ask me questions. Man, if you don't tell me what you don't understand, then it's just me rambling. And I am good at rambling and I'll never shut up. But I don't know what you're actually struggling with if you don't humble yourself a little bit and say, hey, I don't get this. And so that's what the Ask button really is for. You can hit Ask and ask any question. Just be as specific as possible, right, John?
Yep.
Like the vague question, like, I don't get this one. There's not that much you can do with that, right? But the question that's more specific, like, I don't understand this exact thing, that we can work with, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, beautiful. Why don't you, we have an email here from listener Jay, so why don't you read it and I'll maybe interrupt. Go ahead.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. I have a question regarding a GPA addendum and how many reasons to list as having a low GPA, 3.54 ungraded GPA and 3.58 grad GPA or undergrad GPA. My reasons for a low GPA. In high school, the poor Mexican kids were basically told dual credit was our only chance to study, so we should take all of the dual credit classes available. I did that, plus taking AP classes, and then didn't do as great on the dual credit since I had to prioritize AP. My undergraduate years were some of the darkest of my life. My sister suffered a psychotic break and was temporarily put in a mental institution. My father turned to alcoholism, and I was in a car accident that left me unable to walk for several months. Was told actually I wouldn't be able to walk again, but I'm a miracle and walk today. If I mention all of this to people will think I'm nuts and not believe all this shit.
All right. Yes. Jay, don't ever mention any of that to anybody. Nobody cares. I mean, I don't mean that literally that nobody cares, but in a professional context, which an application to law school is a professional context, I don't care how legit any of those reasons are. It's just oversharing, and it's too much. It's not relevant, especially when you talk about your sister and your father and your car accident. It's like, okay, how many excuses does this guy have? So I would go ahead and omit all of that. I wouldn't even include one of those issues. Your GPA is what your GPA is. Now, the dual credit thing, I actually do have some thoughts about that. John, do you have any, off the top of your head, any thoughts about those dual credit?
Yeah, so I'm guessing that this is your high school grades are reflected in your college grades by the dual credit, is that?
Yeah, so that's what's going on here is some counselor at this school told all the kids like Jay, hey, you should take as many of these dual credit classes as you possibly can, which is a great idea if your end goal is to just graduate from college. It's a terrible idea if your end goal is to apply to law school, if these grades are going to count, and if you're not going to get A's in all of the classes, then it's a real bad idea to be stuffing your college transcript with bad grades before you even start college. That said, these days, I'm hearing more and more people being able to get classes removed from their transcript. I hear this all the time now. It's amazing. Like as soon as we started talking about it on the podcasts, then now I just get emails every day like, oh, hey, I called my college registrar's office and I explained to them that these dual credit classes from high school are hurting my law school admissions case, and they weren't even necessary for graduation. And I was able to get them removed from my transcript, then my LSAC GPA went up. In fact, I even got an email today from somebody who said that they had previously submitted their transcript to LSAC, got an LSAC GPA, then got some grades taken off of their undergraduate transcript, had a new transcript sent to LSAC, and the LSAC GPA went up. So my first best bit of advice for Jay is, instead of making a million excuses, you might just be able to get some or all of these bad grades removed from your transcript. And then, because the thing that's going to really matter is the number. And that number, if you can change the number, then you don't need to explain anything.
Yeah, I think definitely just send an email to the registrar. There's the worst they can say is no. So
exactly. And that's, yeah, I mean, that's like lesson one for being a lawyer. The worst they can say is no. So ask, keep asking, be annoying, get, you know, make a case for yourself. And if you keep asking, then some of those are going to be yeses. And that's what lawyers do in large part. So yeah, go ahead and start advocating for yourself now and see if you can get some of these shitty grades just taken off of your transcript to begin with. I want to read the rest of Jay's email.
So he goes on to ask, how much is too much? Should I choose just one of the above and stick with that?
Zero or one, Jay. Like I'm leaning towards zero, but maybe one. But first, try to get that number changed. But definitely no more than one. And leave your sister and your father out of it. And I don't know. I mean, the car accident, if that happened during undergrad, if you can say, hey, you know, I was in a terrible car accident during these two semesters, and if I recalculate my GPA without those two semesters, it's X. That could be fine. But it's like two sentences max. And I really think you should leave out the whole thing. I was told I wouldn't be able to walk again, but I'm a miracle and walk today, exclamation point. It's like, that's nice for you, but it's too many words to, well, I mean, because like, think about what we're doing. We're focusing on your bad grades. I don't think focusing on your bad grades is what we want to do. So two sentences, recalculate your GPA and move forward, or just don't even write any addendum at all. Anyway, what's the rest of this email say?
I'm 30 now and have since gained a master's degree, done internships in the Houses of Parliament in London, interned with embassies in DC, done a prestigious fellowship in Germany, and have been a guest researcher for think tanks in Italy and Estonia regarding cybersecurity and hybrid warfare. However, my damn GPA doesn't reflect the badass I am now. Help. Appreciate your feedback. Best, Jay.
Yeah, and maybe a one or two sentence addendum, but if you keep that addendum as short as possible or non-existent, then the reader's eye is going to go to the next thing on your application. And the next thing on your application is going to be your master's degree, Parliament in London, embassies in DC, fellowship in Germany, guest researcher for think tanks in Italy and Estonia regarding cybersecurity and hybrid warfare. And it's like, but students, because they, you know, it's like, well, but addendums are a thing and people do addendums, then they think like, oh, they end up building their whole application around this addendum, which is like focusing on your shitty GPA.
Yeah, I definitely think you should try and focus on your strengths. You know, by the time they're done reading that, they'll be, oh, his GPA wasn't great, and he has this one sentence explanation of what happened. I think that's a lot better than spending a whole paragraph explaining your GPA and taking time away from all this great stuff you've done.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, Jay doesn't say what his LSAT is, but a really great LSAT is another thing that they can focus on instead of the lower GPA. Yeah. It's advocacy. You've got to direct the reader to the points that are in your favor, and the bad GPA is not in your favor. So you want to like get their eye off of that ball as much as possible. One sentence, really. I was in a terrible car accident. Two sentences. I was in a terrible car accident in the fall of 2015. If I remove this semester or year from my GPA, it's a 3.85. Period. Move on. too much editorialization is just like wasting, it's like drawing too much attention to this worst part of your application. Excellent. Thank you, John. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.